Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show News Talk, 830-WCCO. Henry Lake and Josh Wheeler on this Wednesday evening. Full show, which I'm excited about. Twins get the doubleheader sweep and now have 10 consecutive victories. We just own the Baltimore Orioles. So that's where I want to start, because I have a question about the Twins that I'd like to see answered via phone call or text, 651-461-9226. And I'm struggling with, who are we giving the credit to for the Twins' recent outstanding play? 10 consecutive victories. That's awesome. The team is back in the mix. They are the team that's playing as well as anybody out there. 10 straight. Other teams are, I don't want to say struggling, because the Royals aren't struggling. Detroit's not struggling. But they haven't been as hot as the Twins have been. Clearly, Twins the hottest team in Major League Baseball. But who are we giving the credit to for the Twins' recent outstanding play? And I mean that, and I ask it in a genuine way, because I'm confused about Minnesota sports fans. And I say that because, what do we always like to do? When I say we, I'm generalizing. When the Twins are terrible, we like to give the blame to the Polad family. That's what we do. They're the worst. Sell the team. You don't spend money. You don't do this. You don't do that. We like to give them the blame. So, with 10 consecutive victories, is the Polad family doing something different now? And I know somebody will text or call or whatever, and you're being an apologist for the Polads. I'm not trying to be an apologist. I'm just being a realist. When the Twins were struggling out of the gate, I didn't look and say, oh, yeah, Polad family, the worst. They're the reason why this team is struggling out the gate. Like, who are you guys willing to give credit to? And I know that we at times, and this is the nature of sports, that when a team is struggling, we absolutely will criticize the manager, the coach, you know, general managers, all that stuff. I get all of that. But when the Wolves are struggling, maybe it's just a Minnesota thing, because we do that at times with the Wolves too, right? Like, we've been all over Glenn Taylor for years. We've been all over Glenn Taylor for years. We never are all over the Wolf family, right? Because they, you know, they spend money and they try to put the Vikings in a better, you know, situation every single year. But who are we giving credit to for the Twins' recent outstanding play? 651-461-9226. From the 651, how about giving the credit to the whole team? Question mark. Yeah. But Texter, do we do that when they're bad? That's typically not what we do. Most Twins fans don't do that when they're bad. They jump to ownership. And they like to stay right there. I know Rocco gets a lot of grief. He does. But I'm with you, Texter. Like, I'm giving credit to everybody. I don't think that the Minnesota Twins will struggle and not make the postseason or be super successful in the postseason based on payroll. It's not that simple. I think we have enough talent in this division to win the division and possibly do something in the postseason. And why do I believe that? Because that's just what I believe. And Vegas had this team favored to win the division. And Vegas understood and knows what the payroll is. So I'm not the only person that feels that way. But who are you giving credit to, Josh? Like 10-game winning streak, we're all feeling good. Mm-hmm. I got my coconut water here. Yeah. I got my lunch here. I'm feeling good today.
Yeah, I agree with you with the payroll thing. I've reiterated this numerous times. The Twins, as far as the AL Central teams, are atop the Central in payroll, especially last year. So it has nothing to do with payroll. I think that there's a lot of finger-pointing in the best possible way to go around. Deshaun Kearsey Jr., we have so many different names that could be thrown into the good basket, but like you said, if this were 10 straight losses, we would be singing a different tune.
Always. So, yeah. That's just how it is. That is the nature of criticism in Minnesota sports. Yep. That's just how it is.
Yep.
And I get it. The start to the year wasn't one that we saw coming. It wasn't one that I predicted. It's nothing that we liked. They're playing better baseball. I'll say this again because I've been saying this for the last several weeks. With the weather getting hot, and it's amazing right now. I love the temperatures. I know that some people out there complaining is it's too hot. Get your tickets now to go to Target Field because this team is going to be fun to watch here this summer.
I want to use an analogy. Okay, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
About six months ago, Tim Connelly took a lot of heat for the cat trade for Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo.
As he should.
Fast forward 6 months later, look where we are now. He is being praised and put on a pedestal because we are succeeding, and it finally panned out with Julius Randle and Dante. I mean, maybe not so much Dante as of late, but Julius Randle has panned out, and I've said from the beginning, wait it out. It's coming. Let this thing roll out, and sure enough, here we are.
All right, so which adds another layer to the conversation.
Yeah,
I'm glad that you brought that up. Because, and I'd love to get a phone call or two or even a text, 651-461-9226. They made that trade, and I'm going to be honest, I wasn't overly optimistic because Julius Randle, his game and all that stuff, whatever, I was just kind of like, I'm not sure if it's a good fit. He's played so much better here the last couple of months, and specifically after he came off the injured list.
Well, it was that, and it was September when it happened. It was like, ooh, a little too close to the season.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Who ultimately gets the most credit for the way that the Wolves are playing right now?
Finch.
Thank you. Chris Finch. Because Chris Finch is the person that has to mold the team into what they are right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that has to evaluate guys, adapt on the fly. Like, look, I think that Rob Dillingham is going to be a good guard in the league. Rob Dillingham, and I know, air quotes, injured, right? But it's more so because he doesn't fit for the Wolves at the present time.
Yeah.
He has pushed the buttons, made the right calls, got guys into the lineup, have them be productive. Jalen Clark doesn't even get any run right now.
Yeah.
Jalen Clark had a run in the regular season where he was super productive, right? And I know that the majority of time that was when Randle was kind of down all that stuff.
He was a bright spot.
Yeah, but my point is that Chris Finch gets love for what he's done. So with the Twins, are we ready to show any love for Rocco? I'll say this. Rocco, and I just think that from a we appreciate standpoint, I think that Chris Finch is somebody that sports fans here like more than Rocco.
Yeah.
I'm not the one to decide that. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, Where are we at with Rocco now? Are we ready to give him credit? Because he's made some moves here over the course of the last couple of weeks that have been brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And when things are going your way, you should get props where props are due. I'll tell you somebody that I just, every time that they would come out of the bullpen, I would put my hands over my face, over my eyes, and that's Jorge Alcala. You see him today? That was like the best that he's been.
Yeah.
They even said on the broadcast, they're like, he looks great.
It's a new man. Yeah.
So wait, do we give the poll ads that credit?
Maybe.
651-461-9226. When your team is performing at a high level, how much of the credit goes to ownership? How much of the credit just flat out goes to the players? How much of it goes to the manager or the coaches? Your phone calls, your text, next on the list. 651-461-9226. Twins are hot. They're on fire right now. 10 consecutive victories. They take the doubleheader today against the Baltimore Orioles. 651-461-9226. A really good text that I want to get to here from the 612. Really good text. It says, the Polats have nothing to do with the recent success. People are rightly upset at them for cutting spending last year. We are in our window of opportunity with our young talent. It's not the time to cut $30 million in payroll when the team is successful. The team is winning right now, despite the Polats not doing everything they can to make that happen. Credit to the players and coaches and no one else, which I think is fair for the texter to say that.
Yeah.
My response to that was, so are they at fault for the next five-game losing streak? Because I'm trying to figure out how criticism works when it comes to the Polats. When they won the playoff series versus Toronto, did we praise them or criticize the Astros or after the Astros series? I want us to be consistent with how we evaluate. And listen, they said we praised winning the I think that they're saying breaking the playoff streak. At least I did. I praised them for signing Correa. Since winning the playoff series, they have done nothing to help the team. Let me say this to everybody out there, and I think that we all could agree on this, even the texter. When the Twins...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Twins win, we don't praise the Polats. We don't. That is imaginary. People do not praise the family. They don't. And I'm not saying that we have to. That's not something I'm saying you have to do. I'm not even saying that we should do it. All I'm saying is let's be consistent. If we're going to bludgeon them when the team is bad, you might want to praise them a little bit when they're good. That's all I'm saying. So it's to me, it's not a situation where you sit and you do one thing, but you don't do another. I'm just, for me personally, I take them out of the equation. Now, I'm not sitting here and going to be an idiot and say that payroll doesn't matter at all. Mm-hmm. Okay, I get that. I think that we should also be fair in understanding that there's other things that factor into that, like TV deals and stuff like yep. that. But the bottom line is, I think that we have to be fair with our criticism and we have to be fair with our praise.
I think we're leaving out a big exec in this conversation as well that also gets a lot of heat when things aren't going well. It's Mr. Falvey. He gets a lot of bullets thrown his way when the Twins are not going as well. So I feel like he absorbs a good portion
of
it.
I don't think that we criticize Derek Falvey that much.
I think this fan base will take any route they can, no matter who catches the strays.
I think it's
Falvey.
In this town, and look.
I get the Pollad. I get what you're saying about the Pollad. Like, it's legend in this town that Pollads are to blame, I'm using air quotes, for Twins failures. So that I could see, I see your point that you are making with that.
Okay, so I disagree with you, which is fine because we're not going to agree on everything.
That's fine.
But let's do a quick on the fly. Let's do a rankings of criticism of decision makers and GMs in this town.
Okay.
Who gets the most criticism?
Because
It definitely is not. I don't think that Derek Falvey gets the most criticism. And I don't think Tim Connelly does either.
Bill Guerin.
Bill Guerin, yeah. I give you that. Who's number two?
Probably.
It's Kwesi. I don't think it's close.
It's
even when they're good.
Yeah.
So it goes Guerin into Kwesi into, I think, Connelly, because at times you're like, well, the Rudy trade happened. Got criticized because year one it didn't work.
Yeah.
Got criticized earlier this year for the Randall trade. So if we're doing it based on that, Falvey's fourth on the list.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to go even further back, wasn't the Hernan Gomez deal, that package, wasn't that a Connelly move too?
The what?
When we cleaned house and we got like Vanderbilt and Hernan
no,
Gomez.
No, that was Gerson.
Gerson, okay.
Yep. Yep. And by the way, Gerson should get a lot of props still to this day for all the like, we got Chris Finch.
Yeah.
We got Ant.
Yeah.
He got us Jaden.
They're our carryover. And that goes in. Oh. And by the way, Glenn Taylor goes in that basket, too.
How about Naz Reid?
Yeah.
Like, all of that was Gerson Rosas. Mm-hmm. All of it. Now, Tim Connelly's made some phenomenal moves. No question.
Yeah.
But right now, the run for the Wolves, and we'll get into the Wolves a little bit later, too, because clearly they can advance to the Western Conference Finals if they defeat the Golden State Warriors tonight, which I anticipate that they will.
Yeah.
By the way, I think that the line is way too massive. The line on that game is 10.5. Like, what? By the way, it was funny talking about lines. Did you see what happened a couple nights ago?
Yeah.
I thought the game was over when they were up 20.
Yeah.
And sure enough, in Wolves fashion, they
7-point lead, yeah. It's like, oh, boy.
7-point win. I'm like, yeah. Bro, y'all make it a little bit way too close.
Yes.
But the criticism, though, of Falvey, I'm not sure, man. I got him fourth on that list.
Okay.
Do you agree with that list, though?
Yeah. Oh, easily.
Because Guerin does get the most.
But Guerin has an asterisk because of July 4th, 2025.
I get that. We reached that day. But I'm not saying whether it's fair or not.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about that's the criticism, I guess, rankings for me.
Yeah.
Guerin gets the most.
People are worried about him getting the shaft, and including our boss, Brad Lamb, when I talked to him about it. And crazier things have happened in this town. But I think that window still needs to be extended to allow some grace period with this contract expiring. So, yeah.
Yeah, I just right now, man, the Twins' improvements in this season, I got to show them a lot of love. Because quite frankly, the bullpen is starting to look like the bullpen that people have talked about since last year. And I know that they're healthier and all this other stuff, whatever. But remember last year going into spring training, oh, it's going to be one of the best bullpens in Major League Baseball. No, it wasn't.
No.
Then the start of this year, oh, yeah, they're gonna have a great – I didn't believe it.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see it now. And clearly there's other guys that have stepped in and they're healthy now. You get Brock Stewart.
We still have 4.5 months, too. So Don't count the standings till after Memorial Day. That's
I'm not.
What I would say.
When, as a matter of fact, the only team that's worse than us in the division right now is the White Sox. So I'm not
shocking.
Sitting here just saying that we're going to run away with the division. We still have a lot to do.
Yeah.
But clearly, right now, as it stands, because we got a slate of games going on this evening, the Tigers are in first place at 28-15. We are five games behind the Tigers. I think that they're actually playing right now. I think that they were trailing a little bit earlier. Yeah, they're trailing 2-1. They're at home taking on the Boston Red Sox. The Guardians, 25-18, they are a couple of games ahead of us. The Royals, and these are all teams that in the last 10 games have been doing well. The Tigers have won 7 of their last 10. The Guardians, 6 of their last 10. The Royals, 7 of their last. That's why when we started the winning streak and we got to like 5 or 6 games in a row, I kept saying at the end of the line, I'm like, man, it just sucks that everybody else in the division is playing well too. Like, it's not – like, give us some perfect timing. When we do a 10-game winning streak, can we get the Tigers and the Royals to have like 10-game losing streaks? I'd like for that to happen.
It's true. Yeah, it's I just think the happenstance of the division being strong is – just typical Twins fashion.
Yep.
But, okay.
Yep. 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.